If I'm 3-4, I would have been also tempted to have joined the chorus of boos from the Edmonton Elks fans, and there weren't many of them Sunday afternoon at Commonwealth Stadium midway through the third quarter. Ford's frustration level must have reached a new pinnacle. The winless Elks were down 28 to the almost but not quite winless Ticats. In 36 minutes of football, the Edmonton offense had not scored a touchdown, and Ford, the razzle-dazzle quarterback we saw last year, was riding the pine, sitting on the bench, baby.
Edmonton continued their dismal play and went down further 3-4-8. In the last few minutes of the third quarter, fans yelled Ford, 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 hoping something, anything would nudge the Elks coaching staff to make the quarterback change. Because Elks starter McLeod Bethel Thompson, remember, the offseason signing of the 36-year-old continues to be, in a word, a bust. Elks coach Darius Jackson and what could arguably be a Mercy McLeod Bethel Thompson Mercy Pole Elks paraded Ford onto the field with 9:46 remaining in the game.
With a creative and greedy combination of a draw play, pass over the middle, a run, incomplete pass, a pass interference call, another incompletion, and then a touchdown toss to the deep left side end zone, clearly had the sun in his eyes. It was the celebrant cursor for two more, a total of three touchdowns. In the remaining time, one touchdown every 3 minutes. An impressive 10 for 15 in passing for 121 yards in 9:46 of playing time, compared to Bethel Thompson's 10 of 22 in passing for 85 yards. And OES Ford had three rushes for 19 yards.
Let's stop to adequately consider just what a feat that is. Mentally, Ford must have been frustrated on the west sidelines with the Elks play first and foremost taking one for the team, right? And then his own frustration of not touching the football, not once Sunday. He parked that in a parking lot near Commonwealth Stadium and locked both those feelings out of his mind. But he didn't. He was put in the game to make a difference. Let's look at it another way if we take three unconverted touchdowns a quarter. And if we multiply that 18 times 4. 72? Really? Let me double check that. Yep, 72. Wow. Imagine if
Ford showed urgency, creativity, energetic, unpredictable, fun, and many more things. The Elks crowd count of 17,071 would have wandered home grumpy, frustrated, angry, ripped off, give me my money back, in other words we can't use on this family-oriented journalistic effort, if Ford had, in fact, played the entire game.
The Elks showed promise early, really early, scoring a field goal not only on their first possession, and had Don't Look Grandpa a 6-0 lead 8 minutes into the game. Hamilton answered with a field goal of their own a few plays later to cut the lead, right down the middle, of course, before tying the game on the first quarter's last play. With 2:31 left in the first half, the TCAT Cats went up 1-4-8 after blocking an Edmonton punt and had prime real estate for an end zone extravaganza toss and then converted. Hamilton took over at that junction and was in the driver's seat for the remainder of game.
The 0-7 Elks now travel to Regina Saturday against the Rough Riders. If Trey Ford doesn't start their eighth game of the season, there's a major problem within the Elks culture. We're typing major again, because it is. We're hearing, potentially, a private owner will be announced by Labor Day. Hopefully, he will be a hands-on owner that knows football. If not, the season of Edmonton Elks misery will, unfortunately, continue.